God, so tell me a little bit about Wiles Builders that were next door.
Well, Wiles Builders, that was an old established company, been here for, well, I don't know how long. But that was run by a couple of brothers. And I think the elder one, who was probably in his 80s at that time, he used to turn up every day to keep an eye on the business. And, I mean, they were so old-fashioned that occasionally, if we had to send round for any materials, if we wanted to do anything, a bit of patching up on the brickwork or something, we'd send round there for sand. And we'd noticed at one time, when it came back, the receipt that it got was marked up as 1 PK of sand. And nobody could figure out what it meant until we realised that it referred to a peck of sand. Of course, at that time, even in the 1960s, they were still working in bushels and pecks for the quantities of sand that they were selling. So they must have been one of the last. Mm-hmm. And their builders used to go out with a handcart, two wheels, a ladder on, bucket hanging off the end, and then the materials piled up, and they'd off they go, push the handcart. They didn't have a van. Everything was delivered by hand. And I was talking to one of them, and he said he could remember that when he was a lad, and he started there as an apprentice at Wiles Builders, if they worked at stone, he used to have to push the handcart all the way to stone and then spend the night there, because it was such a major journey, you see. Stone and back, push the handcart, so they'd get some accommodation for the night.
And you've got an interesting story on here about a crazy boss jumping from the office. Tell me about that.
Yes, do you want me to mention his name? Or?
Entirely up to you. I'll probably just edit it out. Anyway.
All right, well, let's just say anybody who was around at that time would back me up on this story, because he was a bit of a weird guy. He was, I don't know, what would you call it today? Bipolar, I suppose. One minute he'd be singing and dancing, the next minute he'd be throwing everything around. So we were all waiting to come in one morning in Short Street, all standing by the gate. His partner, who used to usually come first, unlock the gates, was snowed in, wherever it was. He lived out in the country somewhere. And we were all standing there shivering when this other partner turned up in a foul mood, unlocked the gate, threw the lock up the yard, went storming in up the stairs at the back, tried to kick the steel door open, which of course he failed miserably. And you can imagine the scene behind you, can't you, with all the guys waiting to go in, all laughing and doing, which must have agitated him, made him even worse. So he got inside and then went into the offices, which overlooked Short Street. Outside of the offices was a flat roof. Now, he went into the office and never appeared for an hour. So, of course, we got the young lad again, the apprentice. Go in and see what he's doing. I'm not going in. Go on, get in, go and have a look at ladders. No. Anyway, he came back and he said, there's nobody there. He said, but the window's open. I said, what do you mean the window's open? He said, go and have a look. So we all piled in. What he'd done, he climbed through the window, jumped onto the flat roof outside, and then dropped down into Shore Street, into a snowdrift, and disappeared. So we all thought, where's he gone? And about some time later, he reappeared up the stairs, like the abominable snowman. And started singing and dancing again.
Oh.
So that was just one of the incidents.
Did anybody ever find out where we'd gone to?
He just went walking round, didn't he? Just around the block somewhere, I suppose. I was going to say cool down, but he certainly cooled down by the time he got back.
Oh,
He's still around, I believe, that bloke is.